Hello, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick. Thanks for joining me. It's time to join our popular Latin lover. He's, as you know, Carmelite, Father Reginald Foster. Stay tuned. Father Reginald Foster, I publicly apologise. Why, you may wonder? Well, simply because at a moment when he had plenty of other things to do, I bullied him to come in to translate an address of Pope Paul VI to the Archbishop of Canterbury, Michael Ramsay. The date was the 23rd of March 1966, the place the Sistine Chapel, and the language, well, Latin, of course. Just listen. Can you remember the meeting between Paul VI and Archbishop Ramsay?
I do remember those things.
On this occasion, the Archbishop of Canterbury spoke in English, but Pope Paul VI spoke in Latin, which he had a very peculiar brand of Latin, no?
Well, I mean, of his secretaries. I wasn't there, of course.
They met in the Sistine Chapel, right? How do you say Sistine Chapel in Latin?
Sacellum or Sacellum Sixtinum.
Why Sacellum?
Is it like a small sanctuary, chapel? That's what we say, Sacellum Sistinum.
Sixtinum,
XY.
Because I have the speech in Latin, and do you want to listen to it at all? He says, the world looks on, he says, mundus aspicit historia.
Aspicit.
Mundus aspicit historia. Memorabit.
The world looks on. History will remember or recall.
Renovas quidem egregium illud humanitatis officium.
You repeat, indeed, that outstanding sign of goodness.
Quod accessor tuus illustris et honorabilis, Godefridus Fischer, desideratissimum decessorem nostrum felicis recordationis Ioannem vigesimum tertium est prosecutus.
By which your predecessor, the illustrious and honorable Gottfried Fischer, got it?
It's Jeffrey Fischer.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, you say Gottfried, you say Jeffrey, okay. Accompanied our most longed for predecessor of happy memory, John the 23rd.
Id agens quasi reficis pontem. Abing non nulla secula recissum.
Doing this, you, as it were, remake the bridge, cut down many centuries ago.
Quae ecclesia romana et cantuariensis inter se eran coniuncte.
By which the Roman Church and the Church of Canterbury had been joined among themselves. That makes sense as you're following there?
I'm following, not in English, I'm following in Italian. Because
I don't care.
An English text.
Pontem dicimus.
Pontem dicimus. We're talking about this bridge.
Quo vincula reverentiae, bone estimationis, et caritatis significantur.
By the way, these are glorious words. We are talking about the bridge by which the bonds of reverence, of good esteem and charity are designated.
Why are they so special, these words?
I mean, the whole idea is out of this world. If we just do it. Mm-hmm. And that's up to that point.
Mm-hmm. And then I tried to pick, for our listeners, I tried to highlight some of the points that I find particularly significant or I find particularly poetic. For example, the next paragraph.
Te non in domum extraneam ingredi, set in domum quam semper vigente titulo etiam tuam potes appellare.
You should feel that you are entering not a foreign house, but into a house which you are always able to call even your own, vigente titulo, with a flourishing title.
Gaudemus ianum tibi aperire.
We are happy to open the door for you.
What is the door?
Ianuam.
Ianuam.
Janitor.
That's where janitor comes from.
Well, certainly. What do you expect?
Et cum ea animum pandere nostrum.
The doors of our heart.
Well, okay. And with that door, to expand our own spirit.
Letamur enim et honore officimur.
Hey, this is out of this world. Et honore ad hanc temporis opportunitatem verba sancti Pauli transferences, secundum quae te accipimus. We are happy, and we are filled with honor. Transferring to this opportunity of time the words of St. Paul, according to which we take you in. Non ut hospitem et advenam. Huh? Not as a guest and a stranger. Sed ut civem sanctorum et domesticum Dei. But as a citizen of the saints.
And the family of God.
And a household man of God. Gregorius Magnus et Sanctus Augustinus, Ceritus certe intuentre benedico. Isn't that glorious?
You're looking down from the sky.
St. Gregory the Great and St. Augustine, certainly from heaven, are looking on and are blessing.
That's beautiful.
Well, certainly it is. We've lost everything.
And a big thank you there to Carmelite Father Reginald Foster. Thanks for listening. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.